gone along well or particularly good.
And has number 49 gone?
What's the list? Is it gone? No, hang on. Nope. Richard at 47, Andy at 51. You now nestle in there, and if it was worth hanging on just for that. Thank you very much. What have you got then, Tony?
Well, a perilous game when we was kids. Where I used to live, there was an air raid shelter that was accessible by a sort of 6-foot by 3-foot metal door at one end.
Yeah.
And a ladder hatch at the other end, like a trap door. But fortunately, the trap door was missing. And in the mid-60s, when...
Where was it physically? Was it in somebody's garden or on a bomb site?
It was the back of a laundry. And I presume it was for the...
An abandoned laundry?
No, it was still in process. In fact, it was it's the laundry of a very famous public school in Harrow that you might be able to guess the name of.
Okay, yeah.
And, foam-filled furniture was just coming in, and everyone was throwing out their straw-filled furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And we should go around, find a straw-filled settee, drag it into the middle of the air raid shelter, which was long and narrow, about 30 yards long.
Yeah.
Get it in the middle, set light to it, shut the big door.
Yeah.
See how long we could stay in there without choking, and then run past the settee, up the step ladder, and out the trap door, and then once everyone was out, and obviously the last one out was the winner, then just keep running backwards through the air raid shelter until the settee had...
Until you were cured like a herring.
Exactly. It could actually last the whole day.
The salient point, if you just be honest, we are doing reckless, irresponsible, and kids don't do these things that you did that were terrific fun when you were kids. And the fire, of course, is playing a big part in this, as we said. So very, very few women so far calling in saying, yes, we used to set fire to things and sit in them as well. But the thing that you said about the horsehair sofa, there was no shortage of things like that.
All the
props, for some reason, used to be laying around. Now, the amount of sofas and cars, and if you missed the call at 6:15, call, it was me, the person who sat in a tea chest in the back of a burning car to see how much applause he could get as he emerged from his 8-year-old peers.
Nothing much has changed then.
Not a lot of exactly. And the fact you so casually said, and we used to take this a sofa in there, because there were sofas everywhere.
Yeah, well, there was a couple of houses that had been bombed in the war era, and someone that lived in it was called Bloxham. So we used to call this waste ground Bloxhams. You could find anything you wanted there.
Anything
at all you needed, frame wheels for a trolley, 9-inch nails, anything.
And earlier on when we were celebrating the dangerous side of fireworks, because the oppressors have been in charge for too long now, we were liberating the pure joy of putting fireworks in people's pockets, but kids don't do that. Okay,